Reading the piece from the Daily Caller Foundation News Patently Anti-Religious, Tim Walz's History of Restricting Faith-Based Institutions. The article examines Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz's actions as Minnesota governor, allegedly restricting religious liberties. Religious organizations and faith-based schools have sued Walz for discriminatory policies, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. Main points: COVID-19 lockdown policies. Walz imposed stricter lockdown rules on churches than on businesses. Retailers could reopen at 50% capacity. Religious gatherings capped at 10 people. Catholic and Lutheran churches resisted, prompting a compromise to 25% capacity. Churches sued, leading to a settlement treating religious gatherings like secular businesses. Funding restrictions on faith-based schools. Walz signed a law removing funding from faith-based schools requiring faith affirmations. A lawsuit followed, and Minnesota agreed not to enforce the law during litigation. Mask mandates and capacity limits. Churches sued over mask mandates and capacity limits, claiming violations of religious freedoms. Religious exemptions clarified. Walz clarified religious exemptions in the Minnesota Human Rights Act. The state added gender identity as a protected class but lacked a religious exemption initially. Conversion therapy and trans refuge legislation. Walz banned conversion therapy for minors. He made Minnesota a trans refuge state, allowing courts to assume jurisdiction for children seeking gender-affirming care. Points of alarm for Christians and religious institutions. Stricter COVID-19 restrictions. Religious groups were treated more harshly than businesses. This action raised concerns about fairness. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Funding removal for faith-based schools. Faith-based schools lost funding if they required students to affirm faith. This decision seemed discriminatory against religious education. Legal actions against religious gatherings. Churches faced mask mandates and capacity limits, seen as violations of religious liberties. Lack of initial religious exemption. Adding gender identity as a protected class without a religious exemption caused alarm, creating potential conflicts with religious beliefs. Banning conversion therapy and creating a trans refuge state. These actions affected religious freedoms and parental rights. Christians viewed these policies as intrusive on faith and family matters. Further reading: following religious freedom wins, experts warn, Christians are going to encounter more of this, VCA, The Religious Roots of Freedom, Hillsdale College.